Stephen here. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. Today, I talk with our senior manager for Land Academy, like all things Land Academy, Aaron Spence, and we catch up with what matters most to our current Land Academy members this week. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You know, before we actually get into what goes on with the Land Academy members, and while I turn my phone off, what's going on this week? Like, what have you been working on? And I see all kinds of new members coming in, and your numbers are fantastic. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a really, really good week. You know, I don't know if it's, you know, like summer's winding down or what, but we have all kinds of people who are interested in land, even on like all the social media accounts. I'm seeing like just a huge influx of people with questions and people sending out first mailers, and it's really cool to see.
Awesome. So you can't, so you really, it's, do you have more control over, you know, what the Land Academy members, how they are, what their perception is of us or what they think, or are you just being modest?
I mean, I think I do.
I think you do too. All right. So now you got to share it with us. Like, what's the uptick in numbers? Do you think it's, kick up our marketing? Did you do some kind of promotion or give away some property again?
You know, I do think marketing is a big thing. We've been refocusing on, you know, different ad content and just kind of like trying to tighten up our content and things like that, which I definitely think has been working. But also our Facebook groups have really helped. You know, we kind of discovered that there was a huge market of people who didn't want to join Land Investors. And we're seeing those people just ask questions in Facebook. I know we've talked about it the last couple of weeks, but I definitely think that's helped just kind of get people more aware. A lot of people have also been using finding offers to owners separately and using them to like start their first mailer without joining any kind of a program, which has been really cool to see lately.
I have to tell you, every once in a while, this is a conversation Jill and I had because we just re-recorded our podcast. We record our podcast and then there's like 20 minutes before I do this with you. And she just said, every once in a while, we make decisions that are, and we're wrong. and from the beginning we've said, you know what, we just don't want to do Facebook groups, and we were wrong. I mean
I was on the same team with you guys, so
we spent all this time and money developing landinvestors.com to basically function as a Facebook group. You know, there's other stuff to it, of course, and there's an advanced group part to it and all of that, but I'm glad we did. But I think I'm watching these Facebook groups, which you guys are, it's all you guys, you know, you and your team, not us. And I think it's a fantastic tool.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm not a Facebook person. I have a work Facebook, but I don't have a personal Facebook. So I think that was part of it too, is I never really got it, you know, joining groups. But now that I'm in it more, I understand why it's easier and like quicker to kind of just throw things up there.
You know, what shocks me about Facebook is the span of ages and demographics that, these guys have figured it out. There's everybody's in there.
100%. It's crazy.
So what's on the minds of Land Academy members this week? What are you seeing coming through customer service? Anything that you can say that's going to help anybody who's listening to the show, whether they're brand new or in the advanced group?
Yeah, well, I have to say, first off, I have never felt more popular, because since our first podcast aired that I was on, we got a bunch of calls and emails, and it's been really nice. So I appreciate the support from everyone.
Absolutely.
Take
the heat off of me is what it is.
Yeah. Well, it's actually funny, too. It's kind of ironic that this is taking Jill out of the podcast a little bit, because one thing we've been getting from members who are new to the program is that they want to see more Jill. So
they don't say that.
Oh, yeah. We actually had someone who joined the program like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he went to the program, and he's super happy with it, sending out his first mailer. He was like, I got to tell you, like, Steve's great and all, but I wanted to see more Jill.
I have been saying that to Jill since we started this. You know, there's a lot of people on the internet who are guys like me on a screen like this.
Yeah.
The real value that, you know, from an entertainment standpoint is that there's two of us. And
absolutely.
You know, so I hope you've told her that. Have you said that to her?
I actually didn't tell her that one, but our staff got an email in, and it was Aaron, and he was like, I don't know how to respond to this. No, I'll have to tell Jill.
So Jill's the whole reason that we don't do 40 shows instead of five is that Jill's just, she's swamped from it. We're buying and selling land. You know this, but I don't think our listeners know. There's a point where Land Academy itself, from a time perspective, diminishes our returns on buying and selling real estate. And we got to that point, and Jill says enough's enough. So I get stuck with this.
Definitely. Well, I have to say too, like, I love this. Like, I love doing this weekly, but I probably wouldn't want to do as many as she does. Yeah. So I agree.
So what's being run through, like, what kind of land, are you getting any land questions or things like that that are a little bit unusual or for whatever reason, consistent this week?
You know, land, we've had a really big uptick in eBay sales, which has been interesting. And part of that is because our land guy has been utilizing eBay a lot more. But I know that he's just been getting all kinds of questions, and they're actually good questions, not tire kickers, people who have valuable questions and just checking out. It's been really great to see for him.
That's great.
Yeah. No, eBay is definitely, I feel like it's kind of making a comeback. I know we avoided it for a while, but it's been great lately.
You know this, but I'll tell our listeners, Jill and I were the largest land sellers on eBay in that category, just for land, for years. And during the economic downturn around 2011, it just dropped off to like zero. We couldn't sell anything for $1, no reserve. We couldn't sell a 40-acre property for $500 or $600, and we thought it was over. We're both staring at each other going, I think this whole business model is over. Not just the eBay sales part of it, but land itself. How silly is that?
Crazy.
Regardless of the economy, people are going to buy and sell land. So I mistook it for it's over. And what I should have said is eBay's taking a break. Hindsight's 2020. But yeah, so we kicked it back up as a conscious decision. And I agree with you. I love it.
Yeah, it's working.
Auctions themselves, I've always been intrigued by that. Here's why. We just did a show on this. Auctions, people are interested from a buyer's perspective on auctions because they want to get a deal. And our whole, a deal on price, our whole business model is based on providing people good deals and still making a buck.
Absolutely.
And so fortunately, the eBay environment's come back so that we can actually keep the lights on. Those are the kinds of margins that are involved. So I'm glad. Do you have any idea how many properties we sold last week? Just ballpark.
I think last week we did 5 on eBay, but that's all that we were posting right now, which is great. For a while we were only doing 1 a week. Yeah. So fall was awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
I know you guys have the, are we still calling it the Hump Day Special?
We are. Yes. And those have been going really quickly every week. It's awesome.
So has the format changed? The last time I heard, or maybe you're not involved in this directly, we send an email out with basically a state county APN, not a lot of fluff, and people buy it because it's at a such reduced rate, like wholesale prices.
Yeah, no, we just started that. I got it started and trained on it and then passed it off so I don't deal with it as much. But basically what we do is we have one featured property that's the Hump Day Special still. And that's the one that you'll see in the email with all of the pictures and everything. And then we also just attach a file. And that's called, we call the Platinum Sellers Club list. And basically it's like you said, it's just very basic information and it's a super reduced price. And part of what we're trying to do is, help other wholesalers or help people like us and our members. It's a great way for you to come in, buy one of our properties really cheaply and then turn around and sell it and start off that way.
Yeah. Both older programs that we just brought back. I'm glad you guys are having a positive, you guys, I say, I'm not involved. I'm glad we're all having a good, good experience. So what about customer service from existing members? Are they asking consistent questions or what's going on there this week?
So I have to say this week, we definitely got a lot of feedback and questions and things about Parcel Fact. So I don't know if that's because maybe people are getting a chance to finally get in and use it with all of the updates or, they're coming up from there for all the deals they're doing. That's what I'm hoping. But we've been hearing a lot of things. First off, really, really great feedback. People love it. And, I know you talk about what's coming next in different ways, so people are already super excited. But yeah, people are loving the overlays, everything we've added. I've really only heard incredibly positive feedback about that. People have had other things that they things they would love for us to add, they wanted to keep the last county in the search instead of having to retype the county if you're looking up a bunch of properties in the same county. Things like that, be able to search historical parcel data. But what's really cool is some of these things that people are suggesting are already coming, like searching the parcel data. That's coming very soon. I know we're working on the member or remembering the last county too.
Yep. Yeah. You know, I just got off the phone with the person who runs that, the IT line. Her name's Molly, you know her well. And we just got all the data back just now from our API provider to run a FEMA map, floodplain map overlay. Mm-hmm. So it's not free, but it's a, you can just click on it. You will be able to click on it and see whether or not the property immediately is in a flood zone.
That's awesome. I'm so excited. I know people have been talking about that on our Facebook groups actually. So
all right, good. So how's O2O doing? Offers to owners.
It's doing really well. We're working on in-house printing, which I know everyone knows about. We're actually going to be kind of making next month offers to owners month. And so we're going to be starting a bunch of great like deals. We're going to have, we're even working on like birthday deals and anniversary deals and things to just kind of get people more involved, which is great. Right now, but we have, like I said earlier, we've had a lot of people who are just finding offers to owners randomly, and maybe they're not ready to join a program or haven't saved up enough money, or they want to test it first, which I totally understand.
Me too.
Yeah, I think that like full service, I think, is an incredible option. You know, we've had a lot more people testing it out with that before they decide that the business is for them. So Omar has definitely been talking to a lot of people like that.
Excellent. All right. This is like airing and smiling through a meeting that we regularly have anyway.
Honestly, yeah, it's very convenient.
No, it's good because we can't like yell at each other or anything because we're on the cameras.
We have to agree.
Anything else?
You know, there's one thing that I have been getting a lot from prospective people who are looking at the business that I can answer for them, but I think it would be great if you answered so I can kind of send everyone to this podcast. People are really just worried that the market's oversaturated and are worried about all of these programs and all of that. I know you've addressed it before, but what are your thoughts on that?
So there, I missed it because it cut out. They're worried about what exactly?
The market being oversaturated and, you know, our programs and all of our members and things like that, and that we're going to run out of land.
Well, we don't have, you know, millions and millions of members. I think we have 450 members or so. I have never personally sent out a mailer as long as we've started Land Academy and not achieved the results that I expected. And I've never had anyone reach out to me and say, I really think this is oversaturated. There are, and we talk about this on the Thursday calls often. I'll just do it right here. There are probably 8 or 10 counties that for not necessarily for oversaturation reasons, where I don't think that I would send mail. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that somebody other than us developed this program called Here's a Secret County List. And so it's not so much our group, but another group. I'm going to list the counties here in a second. So do I think it's saturated? Not at all. If people are concerned about that, and I really do believe it's a false concern.
I agree.
They should explore buying and selling houses. You know, that's the way that we buy and sell land is very unique by sending these very specific offers. Houses, you know, neither market's ever really going to get saturated, in my opinion, through sending mail. But adding another product line will alleviate that entirely. You know, people don't buy and sell real estate on price the way that we do it. They buy and sell it, they sell it as sellers because some life event happened or something, and they just want to get out of it. They're not concerned about the price. And that's really who our seller is and who we try to attract. So, you know, I've done a test. A test was this. I sent out, in a very specific county, I sent out an offer for, this is recently, offered a certain price for all the 40 acre properties in that county that fit our profile, our acquisition profile. And then exactly 30 days later, I sent out the exact same mailer and we got, I think, 12 additional, just from the first mailer, we got a 12 additional positive responses and we're in the process of buying 12 additional properties from that second mailer. So it's all timing.
Absolutely.
All timing. It has nothing to do with saturation, you know, and I think you've heard me say this and I've said it on the air several times. when you're watching a football game and you see that first Pepsi commercial, you're kind of interested, but you're not going to drink some Pepsi yet. And so after the, by the fourth quarter, you've seen that same Pepsi commercial to the point where you're like, you know, I can't stand this anymore. And it works the same way with offers. Those first few episodal commercials that are repetition, it works. At some point, you're going to look at, you know, the last offer that sent and said, you know, I thought about it the first time. I thought about it the second time. I talked to my wife about it the third time. Yeah, it turns out I guess I will. So all these, if you're in a county that seems to be, for whatever reason, there's other people that are sending mail out there, they're just warming them up for you. So I've yet to have one example where people have called us and said, too many people are sending offers out.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And I know we actually have a member in our group who his business model is, well, he works with a partner and he'll send out letters with his name. And then I think like a month or so later, his partner sends out letters with their name. And it's the same thing. And it's like the same offer. And yeah, they get like 50-50 splits. So I agree 100%.
So as promised, here's the counties. Costilla County, Colorado is very saturated, in my opinion, because of this other group and their secret county lists. Elko, Nevada. In Elko, Nevada, for not so much saturation reasons, it just doesn't work. Imperial County, California, has a lot of real issues with access. It was a bombing range in post-World War II to test some pretty serious weaponry for like the Cold War. The West counties of Texas, like Hudspeth and Culbertson, I would stay away from those for whatever reason. Those are all these properties, counties that I just mentioned, you can buy properties for $50 an acre there, you know, and you're probably going to sell them for $75 and get out of them. Okay. They're not the kind of properties you really want to associate yourself with. So it's not so much saturation. They're just not good counties. And you know, there's a few others, you know, Iron County, Utah, I think I would stay away from, but outside of that, you know, I probably think I could probably do a whole article on this or a blog, and I probably should. I don't think it's the problem that people think it is. And that said, I do think it's a valid concern. I had this concern when we started Land Academy. We're chugging along, buying and selling land and buying and selling houses, doing great. Why would I ever start this whole thing, let the cat out of the bag? And the answer is it had zero effect on how much property that that we bought and sold. It only had a positive effect on the partners that we created for ourselves to do this together.
Absolutely.
That's the real answer. Long-winded, but real.
Perfect. You know, I see people more and more getting into like super creative counties and things like that too. Like there was one county that when we were doing our mailer, I looked at this county and decided it was a no-go. I was never going to do it. Like it didn't look great at all to me. And I'm seeing one of our members who's making quite a bit of money on that county right now. Well, mail any county. I feel like it works. It works everywhere.
Exactly. So, I mean, I should ask you about that. I know you guys sent out a pretty substantial mailer, like you personally. How's it going?
It's going well. We just submitted a few to deal funding. So those are in there now for you guys. It's going really well. We're working on a big deal. I'm actually going to talk to you about it later, but we have possibly a 200 acre deal where there was a divorce and there's just a bunch of land and it's kind of crazy. We're hoping that works out because I've had fun deals for a really long time. But the rest are great. You know, we're still getting calls in. We're still, every time we go to the mailbox, we have, you know, 7 new purchase agreements. I did get something interesting that I sent you. I'm sure you know what I'm going to talk about. We went and checked the mail, and my brother and I had an envelope, and it was pretty thick, and we felt something inside of it, and we opened it, and someone sent us a door hinge. was their response to our offer.
Yeah. What does that mean?
We don't know. And on the hate mail, he just wrote like, what do you think I am, dumb? And so I don't know where the door hinge comes in, but yeah.
I hope it's not like you didn't bring it in the house like it's a Trojan horse or anything.
We were very concerned with that. We didn't touch it.
I think I would, yeah, you know what to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, if it's okay with you, I mean, I'd be happy to talk to you about this 200 acre thing without obviously divulging anything that would jeopardize the deal. Or, I mean, it's up to you. We can talk about it off the air.
Oh yeah, no, I'm done. We can talk about it. So So basically, there's this guy who owns a metal company, but he's in a divorce. He ended up with all of the land somehow. Some of them are two or three properties are bringing in income, like they've already been sold. So one has $48,000 left owed to it, but the person is making payments, and two of them have $10,000 left, and those two people are still making payments. The kind of problem is that the guy and all of the deeds, all of the property has been deeded. Like the guy owns it. It's not with the wife anymore. But there are some problems because like all of the properties are in like five different names. They're all scattered about. The guy who owns them doesn't really want to like, he has his employees who are the middleman, but they don't really know anything or know which properties are bringing in income or kind of anything about that. So we've been using TitlePro to try to figure out all the properties, and they want, you know, a big offer for everything, which makes sense, but they kind of don't really have a whole lot of information about anything. So that's kind of where we're struggling with them.
I'm happy to help you with that. It sounds to me like he structured a seller finance deal under the guise of like deed of trust in that state. Yeah. And so they're paying it off and there's a lot left to pay off. And so if he's agreed to, and I think from a previous conversation, he agreed to your purchase price. Mm-hmm. Is that still true?
Yes. Yeah. He already signed and agreed to for one of the properties, our purchase agreement, but he's open to that same price for all of the acreage.
Okay. Yeah, I can really, really help you. We can, what we'll probably do is take a look at the properties that are income producing and reduce it, buy it like it's a note instead of buying the actual land. And then if they end up stop paying, we take the property back. Or if they stop continue to pay all the way through, then we deed it to them. It's a win-win for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've done those deals before. And whatever else you have, I mean, this is a great example of why Jill and I just recorded a show about this, about why this business model requires creativity. And, you know, if you were on your own and you started this census mailer out, the situation happened, you'd have no one to turn to. You have everybody in this group to turn to. So it really requires some creativity and free thinking, and you can make a bunch of dough when you get creative.
Absolutely. I see too how much funding is really helping in this, because, you know, I understand that I'm lucky and I work here and get access, but and access to the funding and everything. But, you know, I'm seeing like even new members do deals that I know they never would have been able to thanks to deal funding and Land Tank. So it's great. Yeah,
Land Tank and now House Tank.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Exactly. Hey, anything else before we part ways here?
You know, I don't think I have anything. By the time this airs, our live event will be almost here. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Did you sell all the seats?
We have two left. We have two seats left.
Wow.
Yeah, very excited.
That's amazing. Great work.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm really excited for that too. This live event's, you know this, but I'm saying this for the listeners. We do this once a year, and this year is real different. We've got a lot of our advanced members making presentations about how their business model, how they've specialized their own business model and make it work for them. I personally can't wait to hear that, because, and I'm sure we'll make changes to how we buy and sell land based on it.
Definitely. Yeah. No, I've seen, you know, like the Luke Smiths and all of them and all the creative things that they're doing, and it's insane.
Yeah. This deal that you're talking about, with this taking over seller finance property that's cash flowing, I haven't seen that in a long time, and it's getting me thinking I might do a little presentation on that.
That's awesome.
The data sets that we have, you can actually seek property out like that where it's recorded like that.
That's great. That'd be really cool.
All right. I'm going to wrap it up unless there's anything else.
No, that's it. Thank you.
Join us next time for another interesting episode, and we answer the questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free. And I guess I should add now that we have the Facebook group.
Yes.
Is it called Land Investors or Land
Academy? If you search Real Estate Investing Land Academy, it'll pop up.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.